then explain you did not answer the question. Why did the president send out his press secretary, who's not just the spokesperson for Donald Trump, he could be the, he is also serves as the spokesperson for all of America at times. He speaks for all of the country at times. Why put him out there for the very first time in front of that podium to utter a provable falsehood? It's a small thing, but the first time he confronts the public, it's a falsehood?
Chuck, I mean, if we're going to keep referring to our press secretary in those types of terms, I think that we're going to have to rethink our relationship here. I want to have a great open relationship with our press, but look what happened the day before, talking about falsehoods. We allowed the press to come into the Oval Office and witness President Trump signing executive orders. And of course, you know, the Senate had just confirmed General Mattis and General Kelly to their two posts, and we allow the press in, and what happens almost immediately? A falsehood is told about removing the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. That's just flat out false.
And it was corrected immediately.
But why was it said? No, Chuck, why was it said in the first place? Because everybody
know.
Is so presumptively
climb,
negative.
Climb into the head of that
no,
reporter.
That it's okay. No,
but
excuse me. Oh, no. That reporter was writing on behalf of the press pool. That falsehood got spread 3,000 times before it was corrected.
Excuse me. It does not excuse, and you did not answer the question.
You did not answer the question
of why the president asked the White House press secretary to come out in front of the podium for the first time and utter a falsehood. Why did he do that? It undermines the credibility of the entire White House press office
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck. You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point remains.
Wait a minute. Alternative facts, four of the five facts he uttered. The one thing he got right was Zeke Miller. Four of the five facts he uttered were just not true. Look, alternative facts are not facts. They're falsehoods.
Chuck, do you think it's a fact or not that millions of people have lost their plans or health insurance and their doctors under President Obama? Do you think it's a fact that everything we heard from these women yesterday happened on the watch of Barack Obama? He was president for 8 years. Donald Trump's been here for about 8 hours. Do you think it's a fact that millions of women, 16.1 million women, as I stand here before you today, are in poverty along with their kids? Do you think it's a fact that millions don't have health care? Do you think it's a fact that we spent billions of dollars on education in the last 8 years, only to have millions of kids still stuck in schools that fail them every single day? These are the facts that I want the press corps to cover, and this is why I'm here at the White House to change awful numbers like that.
That is not what yesterday was about. So you did not answer the question.
It's what this presidency is going to be about.
You sent the press secretary out there to utter a falsehood on the smallest, pettiest thing.
I don't think anybody can prove that.
Look,
I actually don't think that. Maybe this is me as a pollster, Chuck, and you know data well. I don't think you can prove those numbers one way or the other. There's no way to really quantify crowds. We all know that. You can laugh at me all you want, but I'm just befuddled. Well, but you are, and I think it's actually symbolic of the way we're treated by the press. The way that you just laughed at me is actually symbolic of the way, very representative of the way we're treated by the press. I'll just ignore it. I'm big.